We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kim Jones, Hey, call her up real quick.
She's leaving NFL Network.
Yeah, Kim Jones just announced after 10 years, my time at NFL Network is ending. I'm healthy, happy, grateful, and as always, optimistic. My best to the good folks at NFL Network. Life is good. That sounds like she'd want to leave, right?
I don't know. We got to ask her. She's getting a lot of nice compliments. Woj just tweeted at her.
Yeah.
Said you're the best.
I would hire her in a minute.
Should we? Do we have to tweet at her, or can we just talk to
just
her?
Call her,
text her or something? Because I feel weird tweeting
her
publicly.
I'm not texting her.
Why? You don't text Kim?
You call her. A text is
I can't text her. Why?
Like if you know, because it's like I don't have time to talk to you, so I'm just going to send a text.
Yeah, but most of the time when I speak to Kim,
yeah,
we text. I don't call her, so it would be out of the ordinary for me to all of a sudden just call her.
But if it's
her,
like for a life changing moment, which is what this is for her, you pick up the phone. Come on.
So can we do it on the air so that we don't have
that
to?
That way we put, you know, two birds, one stone.
That's a great idea.
That way we both would have to call her on the way home.
100%. Can you get that done, Luigi?
Yeah, listen, we want to talk to you, but we both don't want to call you.
Right.
So just call her up right now, and we'll just knock it out with one call.
Yeah.
But you got to call. That's a call.
You think she didn't want to leave? That's what you took out of that tweet?
Well, I don't know why they would want. I mean, I don't know.
I think she was done.
Don't you done? Think? Why?
Because she was there for a long
time.
But
you don't leave that gig without another gig.
Oh, maybe you want a break.
I'd bring her here in a minute. I love Kim. I think she's great.
Oh, she's fantastic. I love
Kim.
Yeah.
I don't know what role there is for her, but I'd bring her in here and figure it out.
Both Loogie and Big Mac's role.
Have her board out and produce?
And be on air. Yeah. All three.
We'd save money that way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that it's our money to save, so I don't care if they spend the money.
Nah, she's fantastic. She's been in NFL for a long time. Remember, she had a long run with the Yes, covering the Yankees.
Yeah. You need her phone number, Tom, or you got it?
No, I already called her before I handed you the sheet. She didn't answer. I'm texting her now. There's no way her phone's blowing up right now. That wouldn't be possible, right? There's no shot, right?
What do you mean?
Meaning
you're
like,
being, trying to, you're being sarcastic?
I'm being extremely sarcastic. I'm glad you picked up on that.
Oh, yes. You think a lot of people are calling her right now?
You don't think? You think?
By the way, the Jeopardy clue was, name the only English-speaking country that ends in an H. How do they speak English in Bangladesh?
No.
Is that a British-owned colony?
No, you're describing it a little bit off. I think it's...
That's what Gelb just sent me. It was English-speaking country that ends with H.
Spelled... No, that doesn't make sense.
So they speak English in Bangladesh?
No, I don't think they do. I think that's worded incorrectly.
I don't think they do, but that's what Bob Gelb told me.
Do you trust... Everything
Bob Gelb has
you.
Never let me down.
Really?
Ever. Well, except for that one liquor deal that I just said.
Except that.
Except that, yeah.
The national language in Bangladesh is called Bengali. So it's not.
Bengali? That's like a person. Bengali.
Bengali.
Oh, that's not English?
No, it's not.
Oh. I also got this off.
Well, you know what, though? I'm sorry. I apologize. Due to British colonization of the country, English is a widely spoken and commonly understood language. But besides this, there are also 38 languages that are in use in Bangladesh.
So you know who just texted me wants to come on the show?
Kim Jones.
Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins?
Yeah. I don't know.
For what?
I don't know. I have no idea.
What's he promoting?
Probably wrote a book.
What would Al Duke say?
No idea. Yeah, I don't know. Do I want to have Tony Robbins on the show? I don't know. Probably not. Wouldn't you say probably not?
What would Al Duke's opinion be?
Well, it depends. Is Boomer asking to have Tony Robbins on? Because Al never said no to Anthony Munoz. I can tell you that right now. So here's the answer. The only nation who's... Okay, hold on. So that is a whole debate how the question was proffered to the finalists. Here's how it was. The only nation whose name in English ends in an H is also one of the 10 most populous. That was the clue.
Okay.
So Gelb's half right. The moon expert was kind of half right. Now we have it down.
So the two half rights have finally led us to the right answer.
Yeah, Bangladesh, which I have no interest in ever visiting.
By the way, and I forgot when they announced this, who hosts Jeopardy now?
Ken Jennings.
Oh, he did get the job?
Yeah, sure did.
Because they gave it to the producer, then they found out like he did something bad years ago,
he was like
whatever.
A bad dude or something, yeah.
And so Ken Jennings ended up being the guy?
Yeah, he's
How
the guy.
How is he? Do people like him?
Yeah, people seem to really like him.
Do you
him.
Ever watch Jeopardy?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Sure you do. Sure you do.
My problem is that if I turn on Jeopardy, Alex Trebek is still on it. So it's like he's not even dead.
What are you talking about?
Like I watch it on like demand. You know, like sometimes me and the kids will try to play trivia on TV together, who can get the most answers right.
Right.
So I'll just go randomly pick a random Jeopardy episode.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha.
And it's still Alex Trebek.
That makes
it's
you
like
sad.
He's alive
it?
Still.
Or it makes you sad.
No.
Doesn't make you sad?
Why do they make me sad? He's right there on my TV alive.
Yeah, but he passed away. It's like when I went
But he didn't really pass away because he's right there.
Listen, I went to the Lincoln Library and they had a Tim Russert mock election of 1860. Doesn't mean Tim Russert was around. It made me sad. I thought about Tim Russert.
That sounds
dying.
Like one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Excuse me?
A mock debate?
No. Tim Russert was covering the 1860 election as if it was on television for him to cover. How is that stupid to you? That's the most consequential election in the history of this freaking country.
Was that the Lincoln election?
Yes!
Who did he run against?
He ran against three different people. They were running...
he had no chance of losing. He was like, come on.
They were running kind of like geographic candidates, essentially.
Yeah. So he covered it like what? He was on Fox News or something?
He covered it as if it was NBC. Yeah,
so
it was great.
I guess you got to try to make things more entertaining. Here's Lorenzo in Brooklyn. Lorenzo, what's up, buddy?
By the way, Potvin will always suck only because he was great and he wasn't a Ranger. But here's why I called.
Oh, good point.
Here's a Met hypothetical for the Mets.
Now, go.
It's a hypothetical.
Yeah.
If you make this move, you're guaranteed that the Mets get to the World Series. I'm not saying it's guaranteed that they win the World Series.
But they
if
get
you make
there.
This move,
okay.
The Mets get to the World Series.
And so the question is going to be, would we make the move
right.
if you're guaranteed getting there, but no guarantee to win it? Go.
Exactly.
Okay, I got you. Go.
You acquire Freddie Freeman, and you trade Alonso. What do you do?
So in theory, if you traded Alonso for Freddie Freeman, you're playing in the World Series.
No. No, the answer
but
is
you're
no.
not guaranteed.
No, the answer
why,
is no.
Why? Why are you so flippant? Why are you so flippant about it?
Yeah,
I'm 72
so
freaking years old.
About it.
I want to get to the World Series.
Yeah, me
it may
too.
Take 5 years with Alonso
do you
to
want
get
me
there.
To, do you want me to answer?
You know what? You know, pisses me off, Lorenzo.
What?
How flippant Evan is about that question.
Yeah.
It's a legitimate
flippant?
Question.
He's just sitting there waiting to snipe at me.
Yeah.
Oh, Lorenzo from Brooklyn, 72 years old, mind my own business.
Right.
The second time I called, I used to call from muscle memory. Now I like you guys.
But
Evan is getting a little bit. He needs a smack in his head.
He needs a smack with a semolina roll.
But that carrot head needs a smack.
Let me apologize
even
to you, Lorenzo.
I haven't said anything other than no.
You
no,
flippant son of a bitch.
It wasn't what you said. It was how you said it.
Yeah.
You didn't even give it any kind of
credit.
Right.
He did give
Lorenzo,
it.
Lorenzo, it's like he minimized your presence.
Absolutely.
It's not right.
He emasculated me.
You're an emasculating carrot top
douche. I've already been circumcised a little bit too close.
Yeah, me and you both.
Jesus.
My own.
I'm hanging up. I love you guys.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Lorenzo.
Oh, my God.
That went south quick. And now it doesn't even matter what the question was. You're going to have to answer
what
now.
What was the question?
No. Oh, wow. If you got Freddie Freeman and got to the World Series, no guarantee you win it, but you're there. Would you trade Alonzo?
Yeah, I gave it thought, as Lorenzo was asking.
Very flippant.
I have an answer. Do you want an answer
well,
or
you
no?
already said no.
Yeah, but a reason why.
Answer.
I have a reason why.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
You said no.
If anybody cares about my answer, call me tomorrow. Maybe I'll answer it.
And by the way, someone left me these nice dark roast espresso chocolate beans. I want to be clear about something, Thomas. If you do get Kim Jones on the show, that does not count as you also completing your failure to deliver on WAG Wednesday.
How would Kim count as WAG Wednesday?
I just want to put that out there. All right? I want to make sure we're on the same page. Because he thought he pulled a fast one on us yesterday. He thought we forgot that he didn't deliver on our weekly promise to a starving audience to hear hot babes every week. We did not forget, and you didn't pull a fast one over on us. We know you didn't deliver.
So is somebody coming on today?
He claims he's got someone coming in studio maybe next week.
Will we have heard of her boyfriend or husband?
Well,
you're like, going to be within 3 feet of a hot chick, and you're worried about if you hurt her boyfriend or cousin.
That's a part of it.
That's the follow-up.
Look at him attacking
you. No, but that's a big part of it.
No, it's not. When they're in studio, it's more fun.
Look at you. You're under attack.
Craigie's in his element in that kind of spot, so it doesn't matter. He'll make it magic. And no, you've never heard of her boyfriend.
Exactly.
You've heard of the team he's played
for. I thought you were going to say it's Robert Stock's girlfriend, but she's really hot.
I made that joke earlier, and no one left.
Oh. I didn't hear it.
Nobody knows who Robert Stock is. That's the problem. But I do know this. Apparently. They are retiring Lundqvist jersey tonight. If you're going to that game, like I always wonder, like, you're going there. What's the expectation? Like, he's going to be in a suit. He's going to say a couple words, blah, 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 blah. They raise the jersey up. And then isn't it kind of like...
The game becomes anticlimactic. Yes,
well,
it does.
Well, I guess here's the question. Does the game become anticlimactic, or does the ceremony become anticlimactic?
No.
Because they do the ceremony before the game, and now you got to watch the game.
Well, think about this. For anyone who went to Mike Piazza's number celebration.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about the game? Does anybody, do you remember who they played, and do you remember anything about the game? Now, you know me. I just brought up Robert Stock's name, okay?
Yeah.
That's how crazy I am.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember about that game is that it was rainy and they played the Rockies.
What game?
The way they retired Mike Piazza's number.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Because I totally agree that the game becomes
an afterthought. Right?
Like, I don't know if the Mets won that game. I have no idea.
Okay.
I can't tell you anything about that game. The only thing I remember is it was rainy outside and they're playing the Rockies.
Now, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
If you're going to tonight's game... Are you requesting an actual ticket so that you can frame it, put it up on your wall, whatever, obviously sell it one day in the future, whatever it may be? Is anyone getting a ticket? Or since it's all digital these days, do you not get a ticket for the game? And has anyone out there demanded a ticket?
Wouldn't you think that they're giving something away as you
like
walk into the arena?
Like we had that old guy. Remember the old guy for the Steph Curry game at the Garden?
Yeah. He requested
like,
an actual ticket.
I have no ability to download a ticket. I'm an old guy. I'm 80 years old. I'm going to the game. I need an actual ticket. And the Garden printed one for him.
Right. But it's not the same as like a pretty ticket.
Right.
It's just a printed out ticket.
Can you get a ceremonial ticket for tonight's
game?
They
should give that away. That's what they should do. Like as you walk in, you should get a ceremonial Lundqvist ticket.
Like I would want a ticket. Right?
Yeah.
For two reasons. One, you know, before the days of reselling tickets became such a hot commodity, you know, you want it because of the memory of it. Like, we all, you know, that ticket you saved, like, hey, my first game, or hey, the game this happened, or the game that took place. Like, it's an immediate flashback to the moment. Like, I still have the Met ticket on the day, the first ever Jackie Robinson day at Shea Stadium. When they first did it, and honored Jackie.
April
I have that
15th,
ticket.
1997. You were there that night?
I was there that night. I was in the picnic area first for the pregame, a little festivities.
What do you remember about that game?
I'll tell you what I remember about that game.
Do you
game.
Remember who started for the Mets?
Oh, I don't remember anything about the game.
Oh, that's my.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I remember it's the first time I met Jesse Jackson.
Oh, cool.
That's what I remember about that game.
Did you meet the president? He was there.
I did not meet the president.
The president at the time had a broken leg. So
is that
Bill
right?
Clinton had to hobble off.
Yeah, no, I don't remember the meeting Clinton, but I met Jesse Jackson that night. Yep, I
did
do remember that.
Did you stay for the game?
Yeah, you bet your ass.
Because remember what they did with that is they actually stopped the game in the fifth inning, and that's when they had the ceremony.
But they had a pregame thing out in the picnic area for all like the dignitaries and globnobbers.
Right, you.
And I was there for that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I remember I met Jesse Jackson that night.
Do you remember them stopping the game for the ceremony?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
Do you remember Bill Clinton and Bud Selig announcing as a surprise none of us knew, we are retiring 42 throughout baseball?
I remember that being the case, but I don't remember seeing them.
It was in the middle of the game.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that. I might have been, though, online for like a hot dog. Or...
The Mets won that game.
I don't even know who they played.
They played the Dodgers. Armando Reynoso.
I guess it makes sense that they would have played the Dodgers.
You think?
Like, who else should they have played when you're retiring Jackie Robinson's number?
I think they also wore really weird jerseys and hats that day. Like, it had nothing to do with the ceremony. They were trying out, like, a new look.
Yeah.
And the look was weird. I think it was white Met hats. Do you remember this?
No.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Like, do you think that ticket's worth something?
Yes.
It's in pristine condition. Yes. I framed it. Yes. And it came with a Jackie Robinson pin.
Yes.
And I have both of them, and I framed it.
Yes, I think it's worth something, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's what you care about, though?
Yeah,
it's not the memory of it?
Well, my only memory was meeting Jesse Jackson that night. That's all I remember.
I remember the Secret Service being all over that stadium that my dad went to go to the bathroom in the second inning.
Yeah, they checked his Johnson.
It took 2.5 innings for him to come back.
Really?
Yeah, because they were going. The security was so
over the
top.
Because Clinton was there.
Yeah, because the president
obviously,
was there.
Obviously, yeah. Do you know that Rachel Robinson's 100?
She turned 100 years old?
Yeah, or she's about to be 100?
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. But anyway, I met Jesse Jackson.
That's your takeaway.
That's what I remember from the game. I'll never forget meeting Jesse Jackson. Yeah.
Okay.
Here's Brian in Jersey on the fan. Brian, what's going on? Hi, Brian. Mm-hmm. All right. Here is Brian in Manhattan on the fan. Brian, what's going on?
Who'd you go with to that game?
I went with my cousin to the game and my uncle, and we were in the picnic area pregame, met Jesse Jackson, and then enjoyed the game sitting with my cousin.
Evan, he almost nodded off in the fourth inning.
Is that true?
I mean, listen, how would you know that?
I was next to you.
Oh, yeah. This is my cousin Brian. Are you going to the game tonight?
Unfortunately, I can't. As you know, my son got COVID, so I'm in my basement quarantining, and my nephew will be going now. So staying in the family, he will
be
going.
What do you think of the Pot Van Sucks chant and how stupid
now,
it is?
Brian's 40 years old, so he's a good age to answer.
So you're going to lose me on this one, Evan. I do agree with the Yankee sucks thing. For me, it's a generational thing. So I'll never forget my first Ranger game. You know, you hear that whistle, and you're like, yes, what is that? And then you hear these people yell those words, and you ask. And that's my dad explained it, and I'll probably explain it to my son when I take him, and he's old enough to understand. So
see?
I like it from that standpoint.
Right. It's because it's got legs. It's lasted the test of time, which is why it's so special.
Yeah, and I disagree that people don't know what it is when you hear it, if you're a Ranger fan or if you're in the building, because it's hard to hear it and not say, what was that?
Yeah, now some people have thought over the course of time that they're saying Boston sucks
because
it's similar in sound, but it's quite clear, you know, Dennis Pot Van sucks, you know, okay. And it burns him to this day. He hates it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Hates it like it. So you're going to be in the basement quarantined. And as a diehard Ranger fan and hockey player like you are, is this an emotional moment for you?
You know, less so than when they did it for Messier, and I think that's just because of the championship thing.
Even though he was a rent-a-player, you had more emotions for Messier than you do for a true Ranger.
Wow.
Huh.
I'll disregard the first point, but yeah, I think, you know, he's a great Ranger, and, you know, it's probably similar to the Martin or Ewing or
it
Mattingly.
I totally agree. I think it's completely generational. If you remember the 94 team, I think you are going to be more emotional for Messier, even for Richter. But if you don't remember that team, you were too young, Henrik's your guy. Just like Yankee fans, Don Mattingly was their guy. For Met fans, David Wright's their guy. If you don't have a championship, now obviously Yankee fans do have championships, but if you don't, that's right. Your guy.
That's the same.
I am staring at my framed Game 7 Stanley Cup Final fourth round ticket from 1994.
Nice.
That ticket might be worth something,
too. I think so.
I wonder, which ticket do you think is worth more, the 94 Game 4 Stanley Cup ticket or the Jackie Robinson ticket from Shea Stadium?
Come on. I think it would be 94, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
I got to look that up.
I really have no idea.
I was flipping with my response, but maybe I shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Hmm. I have every ticket from that playoff run. So maybe
that's just weird, though. That's like a weird fan.
Never going anywhere.
Yeah.
You got to keep the tickets. But I agree. It's a bummer. I don't know what to – if you ask for a ticket as a season ticket holder, you'll probably get something. But, Evan, I bet you it's like a piece like that.
No, but they don't just give you a ticket. Yeah. Like the story for the Steph Curry – like you have season tickets. For the Steph Curry game, you didn't get an actual ticket, did you?
No. And I bet you if you requested one, it's not like they used to be where they're designed and they'll have – you know.
Do you have your unused ticket for Game 6 of the Cup Finals in 14 against the Kings?
See how you are? See how douchey he gets? Yeah. See how he likes to take his shots? You're just a shot taker, dude.
Well, listen, I've got my Game 6 Yankee Met tickets, Yankee Stadium World Series tickets.
Don't try to soften the blow by letting us know what you have in your possession.
Well, Game 1 2006 World Series Mets. I know what that feels like.
You don't keep that ticket out.
No, I don't. I have it hidden away in a very dark, dark place.
Yeah. Yes, so. Where your mind goes when you think about it. Same place. All right, buddy. Hey, when does Rachel turn 100, by the way?
It's July.
Coming up. But she'll be 100 this year, right?
Yeah, crazy, huh?
There you go. All right, enjoy the game tonight, and I'll talk to you later on.
I can't do the whistle, but Evan, Potvin sucks.
There you go. Great way to end it. Potvin.
Rachel Robinson will turn 100 on July 19th.
Yeah, there you go. And he doesn't want to say it, but she's his godmother.
Gotcha.
So, anyway. That was the
connection. That was a very special night that night. Should that game be in my book?
Should what game
I'm
be
doing
in your
the book.
Book.
I thought about it.
What book are you doing?
The book that we talked about on the air. I'm going to write a book.
The Evan Roberts great scorecard book?
That's right. I'm going to take 50 great games in Met history and bad losses. It'll be a mix.
Well, you said it was not just Mets, like all of games you've been to. You want to make it just Mets? It's fine.
I think it's going to be Mets-centric. I may include
some other
non-Met games.
The problem is that you
can't
come up with 50 is the problem.
Yes, I can, because it will include losses.
50 great games in Met history?
Yeah, I already did.
There's like 9.
I already did. I already made the list. That's how I'm excited about this book. Now, some of the games may not mean a lot to you. It's not going to be for you. It's going to be for the diehard Met fans.
So you're
going to
have the first game ever in Met history.
No.
Okay,
games
that makes sense.
I scored, not games in Met history.
Oh, I thought you were just going back and getting scorecards from great games.
No.
You have not been to 50 games worthy of the book.
100%.
No, you have not.
Yes, I have.
I
have a list, dude.
No. Your list is fugazi.
Why is it fugazi?
Because you're going to come up with some nonsense like, the Grand Slam that was a single.
Well, that was a classic game. It was game 5 of the NLCS in 1999.
Yeah, I would say that qualifies.
Right? I would think that qualifies, jackass. I mean,
that's like top 2 or 3 for Met fans.
In fact, today, the Mets tweet out your, I think, greatest live moment in a Met game. And I
greatest
thought about that.
Live moment with you in the building.
With you in the building. So not something you saw on TV.
Let me think.
Well, I already tweeted it out.
No, the greatest live moment, obviously Buckner.
No, for me.
I'm just saying in general.
Okay, if you've been to all these games, sure. Yeah. Like my dad has, so for my dad, it's probably Buckner.
So I wonder, ask your dad, where does your dad put the Lenny Dykstra home run down the right field line at Shea?
You want me to call him?
Yeah.
Or text him?
I don't care. I wonder if is that a top 10 moment in your dad's fandom? Because I know 69's got what it's got. 73's got what it's got.
Hey, Dad, can I put you on the air real quick?
Sure.
All right. If you're ranking, the greatest Met games you were ever at, first of all.
Or the greatest moments.
Your greatest moment at Shea Stadium or Citi Field, number one is what? Right off the top. You had to be there, though, obviously.
Probably game 7 of 86.
So game 7, yeah, because they won.
Why would you go game 7 and not game 6?
Because they won the World Series, dude.
They won the World Series.
Yeah, but game 6 was the game.
Hey, Craig, were you at either one of these?
No.
Are you a real Met fan?
I was watching both of them.
So,
by the way, that's such a fugazi answer. You lose credibility. I'm sorry.
What?
Game 7, we won it, they were losing. Game 6 is
Craig,
the game.
They were losing the game. Do you
Come
realize
on,
that?
Strawberry hit that home run, it was over. What are we doing?
Where do you put the Dykstra home run from the NLCS? Is that is it all together, like all those games in 86?
Yeah, most of the best games were 86. One of my favorite games was Seaver's return in
opening day 83. Yeah.
Opening day 83.
Ugh. How are you walking this?
I'm sorry, Mr. Roberts, but. Yeah, you can't participate in the book.
Stop it. Well, no, because they're before my time, unfortunately.
Like, it's weird to me. So, Seaver returning opening day 83, wouldn't that piss you off?
He came back as a Met, dude.
No, the fact that you didn't get Seaver back as Seaver.
What?
You know?
It's still Seaver.
Mm. You're really confused, man.
No, I'm not.
Nah, you are. To a lot of Met fans, especially Seaver fans, like my dad, like Beningo.
Willie Mays. He wasn't Willie Mays.
Willie Mays wasn't a Met his whole career. The way George Thomas Seaver was. It was a huge mistake.
That was also one of my favorite games, Willie Mays night back in 73.
Yeah, I can't speak to that. I don't know what that one's
about. Wait, of my era, where we would go to games. I know your memory's a little, it's getting shaky on this one.
Don't take a shot at you,
Dad. Yeah, very shaky.
No, he'll admit it like he just did.
Yeah.
Is there a game like in the 99, 2000, 2006, even 15, is there one game that jumps out?
Yeah, the Pratt home run game.
The Pratt home run game?
What about the,
That's all right.
What about the cone masturbation game? Is that a top 50 of all time game or no?
Which game?
The masturbation game. Summer of 88, Atlanta Braves, everybody in the bullpen playing with themselves in front of fans.
Invited into the bullpen.
All right, good talking to you.
Up there too.
Which one you said?
The Piazza game. All right, let me. 9/11.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the 9/11 Piazza game for a lot, for everyone. Yeah. That's a tough
one. I was not at that game, by the way.
Where would you put the game Evan and I were just teasing Evan about? The Ventura Grand Slam single.
Where would I put it? It's up there, one of the top games.
It is or is not? I don't hear.
You said it is.
It is.
The problem is, and I even tweeted this out, and I don't know if you think this way, Dad, but the problem is they lost the series 2 days later.
I got one more
for you. As great as the moment is, we lost. What?
I got one more for you.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, where would you put in the greatest Met games that you've ever seen? Okay. Where would you put the Luis Castillo drop?
Oh, God.
Is that a top 50 or 30? Well,
why would you say that?
I'm just asking you that.
I wasn't at that game.
It was lucky.
You were so that's not a game you would include?
They wasn't there.
I wasn't there.
Oh.
Convenient.
Game one of the Now, you know what? Most painful game is the Socia game, right? Obviously.
Oh, you weren't at that one either. That's right. You weren't at that, right? This is fun for maybe Thanksgiving. Thank you for calling in, sir.
Thank you. We got to go. I love you.
That's Evan's Pops, who's a diehard Met fan as well. Yeah. All good.
He's missed like two playoff games in his life. He actually missed the Mike Socia game.
He's a crazy fan like you are, which is nice. Very nice.
But that Robin Ventura game, because that's what I tweeted out earlier, the problem is 2 days later they lost that game 6. And earlier today, after I tweeted that out, I got down this rabbit hole and I started watching highlights of game 6. Oh my God, it was so depressing. Franco blowing it in the 8th, Benitez blowing it in the 10th. Kenny Rogers with the walk. Oh, my God. Leiter can't get a freaking out.
Typical
but that Piazza home run that he hit in the 7th off an injured Smoltz. Oh.
Yeah, I think the 99 Pratt home run has got to be right up there. You know the home run sent the Mets to the NLCS.
Matt Manthine. Steve Finley jumps. And he didn't miss it. And the Mets win.
Okay.
And it was huge because if they lost that game, game 5's in Arizona. You know who's pitching for the Diamondbacks that night?
Kurt Schilling.
Randy Johnson. Not Kurt Schilling.
Yeah, Randy Johnson.
John Schilling was not on that team yet.
You know the worst part of that game, by the way?
Of which game?
Of the Todd Pratt home run game. There's one aspect of that game that really sucks.
Of that game?
Yeah. Yep.
Everything was great about that game.
No,
especially
it's not.
John Franco's celebration. Looked like he went to the toilet right before this celebration.
No,
it was hilarious.
You know what it was?
What?
Chris Berman's on the call.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, but have you heard Gary Cohen's call?
Ugh. Ugh. Yuck.
Gary Cohen's radio call was tremendous.
Yeah. Also, if you remember, that year, there was no name on the back of the jersey.
In 99?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't even remember that.
You don't remember that?
Not really.
I remember it vividly.
You do not.
Yeah.
You didn't even know they played a division series against the Diamondbacks.
Todd Pratt was under fire all year for stealing Mickey Mantle's number. And then when he hits the home run, he's trotting around the bases. There were no names on the back of the jerseys.
Right.
Yeah. So you had no idea who the people were.
Okay, if you really know the answer, who hit the grand slam in game one against Bobby Chouinard?
Obviously, everyone knows who hit the grand slam. Carlos Delgado. Who could forget it?
Stop.
One of the great home runs of all time.
You wanted this guy on the show the other day,
and
I said, we can't do it.
Yes, of course. Come on, man.
Fonzie.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!